This is Daguerreotypes Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 748, entitled Prerequisites for Gender Politicians to Solve the Population Crash. Description. This flyer pushes the idea that gender politicians need strongly to be bi-conscious, that is, be taught masculist ideas by the masculists, so that the politicians understand why two-thirds of young men in the US and elsewhere don't even date young women, which is the major cause of the crash in the birth rate. Gender politicians need to take men's issues seriously. Otherwise, their attempts to solve the population crash will continue to fail because they are not going to the root of the problem. There are other causes of the birth rate crash, such as the cost of housing, the halving of a couple's income when the mother stays at home to raise kids, etc., which need to be addressed. But the refusal of two-thirds of young men to even date young women is the dominant cause. I'll fly itself. Prerequisites for gender politicians to solve the population crash. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. The greatest of existential threats that humanity is currently facing is not a nuclear holocaust, nor global warming, both of which humanity could probably survive, but the population crash. If humanity continues to reproduce at a rate that is substantially below the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman, then with mathematical certainty, we will wipe ourselves out. So it is critical that politicians address this most critical of issues. This flyer claims that these politicians need to be gender politicians if they are to have any chance of solving this population crash problem. What do I mean by this? There are many reasons why the population is crashing. It's not a one-cause problem, but a complex, multi-factored problem. One of the major causes of the population crash is that the two sexes don't like each other much nowadays and prefer to live alone, not have relationships, and hence not reproduce. Another major cause of the problem is that it is too expensive for a couple to buy a house, so couples choose not to reproduce. Another major factor is that increasingly individuals of either sex simply prefer the single lifestyle, since that way they can afford to spend a lot more money on themselves and not have to sacrifice their salaries by paying to raise kids. Governments around the world are now seriously studying what they can do to solve the population crash problem, since already several countries around the world are already seeing their population sizes reduce year by year, for example, Japan, China, Hungary, etc. The Hungarian government is already spending about 5% of its GNP on birth stimulation policies, largely to no effect. South Korea has the lowest birth rate in the world at 0.7 children per woman, an issue that has South Korean politicians pulling their hair out. But no matter whatever remedy they have tried to up to now, each attempt has not worked. So what are these politicians doing wrong? Why are they failing to solve the problem? This flyer suggests that the answer to this question is that they have not become bi-conscious. That is, they are not looking at the male side of the gender political debate, so are not causing young men to be willing to be fathers again. In the US, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, says a reputable opinion polling company, Pew, P-W, Research Center, who found in 2022 that 63% of young men aged between 18 and 30 don't even date young women because they see young women as undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. This single factor is sufficient to crash the birth rate, since if, in capital letters, two-thirds of young men in the US refuse to date women, then obviously these young men are not going to give young women their sperm, hence crashing the birth rate. So obviously, these politicians tackling the population crash problem need to understand why young men are not dating young women and attempt to remedy the situation. But how? For me, as a masculist, the obvious answer is for these politicians to learn some masculism so that they understand why young men so dislike young women, that they are prepared to give up sex and female companionship rather than have to cope with young women's current feminist influence attitudes towards men. Feminism has had a monopoly over gender politics for about six decades now, since Betty Friedan published her famous book, The Feminine Mystique, which launched the second wave of feminism, pushing women into the workforce as a reaction to the ennui felt by upper middle class American housewives who asked themselves, female voice, "Is this all?" When reflecting on their staying at home, rotting in suburbia, when their two kids were off to kindergarten and school, having too much time in their hands, feeling terribly bored and unfulfilled. When millions of upper middle class women poured into the workforce, they bumped up against conservative men who did not like the presence of women in their daily work environment and pushed back. This in turn resulted in a growing resentment on the part of these now careerist-oriented upper-middle-class women who came together to form the second-wave feminist movement, who a decade later had changed the gender laws to make them a lot more favourable to women, for example, equal pay for equal work, equal access to the professions, fault-free divorce, takeover of the divorce courts, the abortion right, women's studies in universities, etc. A wave of feminist consciousness swept over upper middle class women who started writing books and publishing articles in the mainstream press on feminist issues, which influenced the minds of billions of women. Since feminism was, for most of the past six decades, the only gender political game in town, it's not surprising that millions of young women became convinced that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed gender and men are the oppressors. This view that gender oppression is a one-way street caused young women to feel rather negatively towards young men, which soured relations between the sexes. Then, decades later, along came masculism, the male equivalent of feminism, but for men, an ideology that pushes for the liberation of men against the many ways that women oppress men, for example, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, etc. The problem with masculism is that its ideas have not yet spread sufficiently to have had a significant impact on the public. Most people, most men, and certainly most women, have no idea what masculism is. This includes the politicians who are trying to solve the population crash problem. If these politicians have no idea why young men refuse to date young women, then it's not surprising that they have been very ineffective in solving the population crash problem. Young men do not want to have relationships with, in brackets, from their male perspective, close brackets, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts. Young women, being monoconscious, being well informed how our men oppress women, which is what feminism has been teaching women for 6 decades, feel they have every right to be misandrist, since they feel men are gender criminals who commit horrible gender crimes against women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., yet know nothing about the reverse case. Feminism teaches women, in capital letters, nothing about how much worse women oppress men. For example, the big three mentioned above of women's man slavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering. So they do not have their monoconscious feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by their female masculine anger at women for the much worse ways that women oppress men. So today's women regularly trash men in public for the ways that men oppress women, but are totally unaware, uninformed about how women oppress men, because they are totally clueless of masculist ideas. The manosphere, in brackets, that is men on the internet, who talk about men's issues, men's lib, close brackets, have yet to penetrate the mainstream media with masculist and MGTOW ideas, largely due to the presence of what the masculists label the fem mafia, that is the feminist media mafia, who block the publication of masculist ideas, seeing such masculist writings as just more misogynist criticism of women, and hence is something to be blocked. Since most journalists and media people today are female, it's not surprising that masculist ideas are having a very difficult time in breaking through to the general public via the media. This monoconscious prejudice on the part of the fem mafia and women in general causes men, especially masculists, to feel real contempt for the hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists and the fem mafia, and hence their growing masculist bitterness and contempt for monoconscious feminists. Thus, there's a growing vicious circle that just continues to tighten rather than loosen, which is what would happen if society, particularly women and monoconscious feminists, became biconscious, and hence would be a lot nicer for men to be with, since a biconscious woman loses her monoconscious bitchiness towards men, because she sees that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men worse. Biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocritical bigots, as contemptible, and hence undateable, as a pain in the ass to be with, and so are totally ignored, left to rot on the shelf, not even pumped and dumped, since, as stated earlier, men don't want relationships with misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts. So, the masculists must penetrate the media to educate the millions into bi-consciousness, so that the politicians also become bi-conscious, so that they are motivated and open-minded enough to absorb what the masculists are saying. The problem is that after 6 decades of feminist gender political monopoly, there's a powerful prejudice against any masculist critique of women. So society, and nearly all women, just refuse to listen to what the masculists are saying, which, as you can imagine, really pisses off the masculists, thus reinforcing their masculist contempt for monoconscious feminist bigotry and closed-mindedness towards the masculist critique of women. So masculists need to lobby the politicians to teach them masculist ideas so that these politicians themselves become bi-conscious, so that they listen to what the masculists have to say, so that they understand why 2/3 of young men refuse to even date young women. Only then, once politicians have become bi-conscious, will they be able to start addressing men's issues so that young men are prepared to be fathers again. But for that to happen, society needs to be thoroughly restructured and reformed. Once the gender politicians are bi-conscious, they'll be able to really listen to what the masculists, and particularly the masculist theorists, want to tell them on how to restructure society. The maskers will tell these gender politicians to set up GECs, G-E-C's, gender equality committees in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male maskless politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is certainly not the case today, in an era in which feminism has had a 6 decades gender political monopoly. This is the end of part 1.